Cambridge Breakfast with Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
27 minutes to nine. Nicola Upson joins me on the line. Very good morning to you, Nicola.
Good morning, Neil.
How are you? You keeping well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And it's sunny at the moment, so what is there to complain about?
I know. Well, listen, I've got a few concerts coming up over the next few days, so that should bring the storms back. Audley End tomorrow, Rick Astley at Newmarket Nights on Friday. So prepare for floods. But
okay.
You've been to the theatre. You've been to the theatre. Magic goes wrong. I'm thinking this might not be too serious a play then.
Well, do you know, Neil, I woke up yesterday morning and it was August. And by the time I went to bed, I felt December had come early because it's got a real summer panto feel about it, this. I mean, as it says in the title, magic goes wrong and boy, does it. But it's got everything that panto has got. It hasn't got that strong narrative of a pantomime, but it's got the sparkle. It's got the glitter. In fact, they announced at the beginning that there's more glitter than some people will find decent. And it's got the audience participation and the humour along the way. And it's a real feel-good show. And so that coupled with the fact of being, for me, back in a live theatre, a live full theatre for the first time. It's the first time I've been to a show without all the restrictions. There was something quite special about that. And again, full marks to the Arts Theatre for picking, I think, exactly the right show for the time of year and the mood that we're all in at the moment, you know, needing a bit of a lift, a bit of sun and light and sparkle in our lives.
So when you say show, so normally we will talk about a play and you'll go, oh, it's beautifully written and the actors they've interpreted it fantastic and it's, you know, it's thought pro. So this is just basically pure entertainment by the sound of it, and everything could change on the night.
It is pure entertainment. I think what we've got to say, first of all, is that it's Mischief Theatre who are responsible for the fantastic, unique play that goes wrong.
Peter
goes wrong. In some ways, their story is just as interesting as what's actually on the stage. I mean, they met at Lambda barely a few years ago, really, got together, made the play that goes wrong. Of course, they went to the Edinburgh Fringe, and then it got into the West End, and they've won countless awards for it. It's been on Broadway, and people will remember them now for the television programmes and guest stars like David Suchet and Derek Jacobi. So they are a phenomenon in their own right, really, and they've teamed up with Penn and Teller, magic royalty, for this particular show.
Yes.
And it is, it, I mean, there is a story to it, a loose story to it. It's based around a show, a Disasters in Magic charity fundraiser, which is to raise money for people who have lost their lives through the practice of magic or become injured through the practice of magic.
I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't be laughing. I suppose I should.
But there's lots of that. There are lots of moments in the show where you feel you really shouldn't be laughing, but you can't help it. And so they have brought together, I won't call it the cream of magical talent, to raise money for this very, very good cause. But it's certainly an eclectic bunch. You've got things like the Mind Mangler, who proves throughout the course of the show that he has extrasensory powers. And it is sort of like every awful medium you've ever seen, really. But he's a bit more overt about it. We've got two German sisters, Spitzmaus and Bar, who are, shall we say, sort of contortionists and acrobats. You've got the Blade, who's a daredevil man, and will try everything with knives and mouse traps and, oh dear, he's a bit poorly by the end of the show. Let's just say that. And you've got the poor man trying to hold it together, Sophisticato, the sort of MC, the ringmaster figure, if you like. And it's he that brings the story to the show because he's trying to live up to his father, who was a very, very famous magician. And he's inherited all his father's props, which are actually what killed his father, because he had so many magical props in the attic that it all caved in on him. So you've got that story running through it, and you've got the charity fundraiser and the total comes up every so often throughout the course of the show. They're losing money. And I do urge people, it's the detail in this that I think, because obviously you've got the flamboyance and you've got the clever magic. I mean, they're amongst all the magic that goes wrong, there is some magic in there.
Right.
But you also got the small details that I think Mischief Theatre is so good at. I mean, for example, I would urge people to watch the Disasters in Magic charity fundraiser Glittering Lights that run in an arc over the stage, because at various points in the production, that spells out things that are very funny as the light. it's that kind of small touch, I think, adds the magic to the magic, if you know what I mean.
And as you say, if you've got real magic happening and also magic that is meant to go wrong, that's a real trick for them, because you to make it still look like you're trying a magic trick and you've got to make it look like a magic trick that's gone wrong, you've got to be doubly talented, I would suggest, to make it work.
Yeah, but when you think about it, they're past masters in this, because the play that goes wrong is all about how skillful it is to have everything go wrong in an amateur theatrical production. So you've got that background. But as you say, adding magic to that. I mean, for me, it's not quite so clever or quite so slick as the play that goes wrong, but it has such a good family feel to it. You know, there were loads of families in the audience last night, and everybody was absolutely loving it. The laughter was just extraordinary. There are a couple of moments that we have a sawn in half trick that goes wrong. And there are a lot of dead doves in the production, shall we say. Not real dead doves, obviously. So I wouldn't say for very, very, very young kids, but certainly families, it's a great feel. And I think what I liked about it was the fact that it does pay an awful lot of affection and tribute to magic, not just the professional magicians, that we all know the names of, but also those magicians who, you know, travel around the country working really hard and never make it. There's a kind of lovely end of pier sadness to it, you know, bedded under the glitter and the sparkle. And as the story builds towards the end, that really comes out into something special.
Oh, amazing. I mean, just as a little side story, I used to work in finance back in the day, and I used to do leasing for vans and cars and things for a large building company down in Slough. And the guy who was the fleet controller was this old boy. And, you know, when he first met him, you just sort of thought, oh, yeah, this is a man who spent his life in transport. This is back in the 80s where everything was done over lunch. So I would go down and see him, we'd sign some lease agreements, he'd give me the deposit check, and I'd go, oh, it's about lunchtime. And Rex and I would go out down to the local Beefeater, and I knew that he was a member of the Magic Circle. And by the time he'd had a glass of wine and a starter and a main, suddenly out would come a pack of cards, and he would do close work like that. And you're sitting right opposite someone and you're paying attention. And he still pulls a fast one on you. I used to love it.
And there is that, I think it's in us all, isn't it? It's like a good detective story of wanting to get to whodunit. We were all sitting around at the interval discussing how those tricks that we'd seen in the first half had been done. And I think there is that kind of curiosity and that thin veil between us and the magicians that makes them on a sort of elevated plane, whether they're slick and on television or whether they're touring, as you said, like your friend, members of the Magic Circle, whose names might not be famous, but still have that knowledge.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Magic Goes Wrong is on at the Cambridge Arts Theatre till Saturday. There's a matinee, I take it, on Thursday and Saturday at 2:30, and usual 7:30. Sorry?
It's on until Saturday the 21st.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Neil,
yes, it is.
Extra week to see it.
Excellent, excellent. Until Saturday the 21st. Tickets are priced between £25 and £45. You can get them through cambridgeartstheatre.com. And you're right, absolutely right. It's on for a near 2-week run. That's excellent. Nicola, lovely stuff. What's next for you?
I'm going to sit in the sun now and start my next book, because I've finally finished that book.
Have you? Have you really, though?
Yeah. And then we'll have some more arts theatre coming up later in the summer.
Fantastic. Nicola, love to Mandy as well. Lovely to speak to you this morning. Thanks very much indeed for coming on.
Nice to see you.